This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, friends, what are Americans waiting for? The opportunities that we have in righting the wrongs. Why do I say that? Because, friends, we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. If we were where the bad guys wanted us to believe that we were, guess what? We wouldn't have freedom. Freedom today to still resist and defy tyranny. We still have that freedom today, friends. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Before we get to that, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to show you what we have available over there, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. And if you're on social media platforms, you can see what I'm scrolling right now. If not, you're listening to me on one of 140 different cities across the United States of America. I will narrate. I will commentate all the way through everything we have to share with you, whether you can see it visually or not. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, everything you need to know about us is over there, as well as the social media platforms. Now, when you go to the social media platforms, that's all you have to do is click onto them. As you click onto them, that will bring you over to Top Chat. When you go over to Top Chat, you can go and join in the conversation that we are having, friends, in the hundreds and thousands, in some cases, friends, of comments made by people such as yourself going back and forth. If that's not good enough, you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click on to that website. Okay? Join us on top, the platform that's available to join us on Top Chat. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do want to let you know that when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, that's all you have to do is subscribe. You will get a newsletter every single day showing you what kind of trouble we're in today for doing the right thing. That's all you have to do, friends, is to actually tell the truth and stand and defy tyranny, and you're going to get in trouble for it. That's just what's promised to those that call themselves Christians. Remember, you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake, not the other way around, the way that the modern gospel's been preached in this country, which has made the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. That is unscriptural. You are going to be hated for his name's sake, but you know what? At the end of the day, God is going to be glorified. John 15:8. Check that out when you get a moment as well. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com shows you who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 23 years in ministry, and it gives you a broader perspective of everything that we are concerning who it is, again, that we are and what it is that we have done. We are not a ministry that begs for financial support, though we need your financial support, but we have always been a ministry that goes back to the people to show them what it is that we have done on the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10, the list goes on. So you can check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to be in Michigan on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Sunday, we're going to be in Ohio, and then we're heading over to Tennessee. We're going to be doing some stuff with Alan Keyes and my friend Brandon Taylor in Spring Hills, Tennessee as well. So we've got much to do. I also believe we're going to be over with our friend Tom in Tennessee. I cannot think of the name of that town that we're going to be in, but I'll let you know as the days roll out. So we are going to be doing lots of traveling, but we are hands-on, friends. we are not a ministry that sits behind a pen and plays the paper tiger. We have never been that. We will never be that. We are not a ministry that sits behind the microphone, though this is a part of it. Payday for us is to be out there with the people. And friends, I'll tell you what, it truly is, because we have to be a part of the answer in action and showing the world our faith by our love, as Scripture properly puts into perspective for us to follow. We follow the Christ here, right? And Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men, Matthew 4:17. So with all of that said, friends, if you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Now, friends, I want to get over to this real quick because I've got much audio video to share with you today. I'm going to give you a broad perspective within the time allotted as to what is taking place in your country. And again, let me remind you what an opportunity that we have in righting the wrongs, friends. I mean, our enemies are all around us. So if we're looking for something to do, you don't have to look for long. I can tell you that right now. But one of the things that I noticed this morning was Tim Brown, show host for the morning show, and the Sons of Liberty Media senior editor, posted an article. And the first thing I noticed, of course, was the headline, right? And it's a video, but the headline goes as follows. Former Gates Foundation vaccine scientist predicts mass genocide. Now, again, friends, one thing I got to reiterate here. When I was doing high school assembly programs, and the hundreds of them per year, and this was, you know, not too long ago, and the guy that we hired was in a local band. He was in a bigger band in Minneapolis, and he did all of our sound. He offered to help us. He seen what we were doing for young people, and he wanted to jump in there. And it's interesting because 10 years after we did hundreds, literally and hundreds, and literally and hundreds of high schools across the country, and anything and everything in between, I remember he said to me on the phone one day, he said, Bradley, he said, when I started doing the high school assembly programs with you, which was right off the offset of doing high school assemblies right after Columbine, he said to me, he goes, I used to think that you were kind of like way out there on the topics. And he said, now years later, he said, everything that you are talking about to those young people in public schools is exactly what we're dealing with today. Friends, let me just tell you something. The Holy Ghost, when he brings forth a prophetic ministry, he's going to confirm that prophetic ministry. And it doesn't mean that they're going to say, thus saith the Lord, and this is what's coming down the road. No, prophetically, many prophets spoke in part. And I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I do know that we have a prophetic ministry. I believe that this is a fivefold ministry. Apostolic, prophetic, teacher, and then going to the pastoral and the evangelical. Okay, I believe that's what we are. It's what we've always been. Now, with that said, friends, Tim's jumping over into the flow here with the ministry as well by saying, we told you, we warned you. Tim Brown said the media and the social media giants attacked us. They have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is under incessant attack. Okay, they defamed us, Tim said. They even defrauded us, and our health and wellness experts were thrown in jail for telling the American people the truth. But not a former Bill and Melinda Gates scientist who called it quits and is predicting mass genocide from the experimental mRNA injections. Friends, I'm telling you something. If we have been off over the last 17 years of being on national radio, don't ever listen to us again. But if we've been spot on because the Holy Ghost has led us, Romans 8:14, then I suggest we all open our ears and open our eyes and close our mouth and listen carefully as to what he's sharing with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I want to do is I want to hit out some of these topics really quick again because we have much to cover. And one of those just happens to be that of none other than Ron Paul coming out and sharing with the people. And I'm trying to say this in a really cool way. I'm trying to say this in a really humble way. Folks, they're starting to catch up. Okay, they're starting to catch up to the fact that we've been saying this for years, and it takes the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and I'm not suggesting that Ron Paul is a liberal, but I am suggesting, friends, that some of these people are like way, they're behind the eight ball in so many different ways, okay? And they have to get caught up as to what's going on, because if we hold the scripture, we're going to be A-okay. If we don't, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be too late, and we don't want to do that. Prevention is better than cure. That's why we're holding to the Word of God, and we are holding to the prophetic in which we operate in this ministry. Again, read 1 Corinthians 12:28 when you get a moment, and you will understand again as to what I'm saying. And look at the history of the ministry up to the present. As I said earlier, friends, if we have been behind, if we have been in error, then don't listen to us anymore. The bottom line is, friends, is if we would have listened 17 years ago, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. Now, what I want to do is I want you to listen to Ron Paul here really quick, and again, listen carefully as to what he is saying, because it's stuff that we've been sharing with you for a long, long time.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. Is Biden holding America hostage until Independence Day? Last week, President Biden addressed the nation on the first anniversary of the coronavirus being declared a pandemic. It was a disturbing speech, warning us that the hopeful spring will only emerge from a dark winter if all Americans stick with the rules. Whose rules? His rules. The message from the president was clear. He will only allow us to have some of our freedoms back if we do exactly as he tells us. It was the language of extortion, of a bank robber who demands you do what he says or face the consequences. It was not the language of someone we are told is the leader of the free world.
Not a leader.
In the speech, Biden laid out a list of what was taken from us over the past year. Weddings, birthdays, graduations, family reunions, the Sunday night rituals. It was as if somehow the virus, instead of authoritarian government officials, prevented us from enjoying these normal human activities. Though we continue to see COVID disappear across the country with the end of the winter season, Biden was not about to let go of his perceived power to control our lives. He said, if we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. Imagine our founders hearing this speech.
Exactly.
The U.S. president might allow small family gatherings at home in 4 months if we follow all his rules. King George looked benevolent by comparison. As Representative Thomas Massie tweeted shortly after the speech, if you're waiting for permission from the chief executive to celebrate Independence Day with your family, you clearly don't grasp the concept of independence.
Exactly.
It seems like yesterday, it almost was, that Biden asked us to just wear the mask for 100 days. Not forever, 100 days, he said. So from just 100 days to maybe you can have a small gathering by July 4th. Perhaps he just forgot his earlier speech. As usual, the goalposts keep being moved because politicians cannot bear the possibility that they might have to give up some of that power over us they have grabbed for themselves. Fauci made the usual Main Street media rounds over the weekend and was asked by the fawning host when Americans might have permission to hold weddings again. So now Americans need Fauci's permission to get married. What is happening to this country?
Yep.
The propaganda is so relentless that it seems most Americans don't see how not normal this is. In saner times, Fauci would be laughed off the stage.
Yep.
Now he's treated as some sort of divine source of truth. Biden promised he was using every power as the president of the United States to put us on a war footing. Of that I have no doubt, but Biden's war is not against the virus. It's against the U.S. Constitution and liberty.
Listen carefully, friends. It's not a war against the virus, friends. It's a war against the United States Constitution and your God-given rights. I'm just as bewildered, befuddled, taken back, blown away, youth talk, as Ron Paul is, friends, that the American people are going along with what they see in front of their faces. I mean, when they put up Joe Biden, when they put up Bill Gates, when they put up Anthony Fauci, friends, could they have picked anybody? These guys are like lower than a snake's belly, and yet people are going along with them. I mean, don't people first need to have evidence of something? I mean, before putting a mask on their face, which doesn't work, say at the manufacturers, wouldn't you want to know for sure, friends, that the virus was actually legit to the degree that they have made it out to be? But yet again, they can't. But yet again, the American people don't need the facts. They need to just go along to get along because they don't want to get in trouble from a, well, as Ron Paul said, an authoritarian government. Hey, folks, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, whatever you want to call it, they all breed from the same devil. Okay? John 8:44. There is no truth in them. And what is the fruit of each and every one of these individuals that the American people are listening to today? They lie, they steal, they kill, and they destroy. John 10, just like who? Satan, their father. See, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, does it, friends? But again, you have to ask yourself how it is that the American people allow these people who know how to lie better than they know how to tell the truth, why it is that they go along with a group of men that they all the well know are corrupt. Just ask them. You don't have to ask me, friends. Just ask them. as to what their thoughts are concerning Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and this current administration. They'll tell you. They despise them. They can't stand these men, but yet they're taking them for face value in believing what they say. Yet the whole time, friends, remains that the American people, again, 94 percentile of them, don't trust the media. But then again, who's selling you the virus? The same one selling you the vaccination. So the hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, and that's exactly why America's in trouble today, and that on so many fronts. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to some more footage in just a couple minutes here, some audio and video for you concerning what just took place at the Grammys. And it's interesting, again, friends, because Saul Alinsky tactic caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. It's not just in politics that they use this method. It goes on in movies. It goes on in methods. It goes on in polling. I mean, friends, you name it. Whatever the mainstream media puts out, they want you to believe that everybody's watching it and everybody's doing what they're taught to do by the actors that they have on the global stage. When in fact, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. When is it that the American people are going to actually open their ears up to the truth? Because, friends, we in this country are the government, and until the American people understand that we are the government and we do not ask our employees for permission to obey God, nothing's going to change. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Stick to the topic. We're going to go through many of them today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're going to be doing when we come back again, we are going to be going to Grammys 2021. Oh, my goodness, friends. Again, as I said, many of these men are, you know, you can't get any lower than a snake's belly, right? That's where these men are. Well, the same thing happened in the Grammys. You know, last year they were really hit with viewers. I believe that two-thirds of their viewership last year was cut off. In other words, people are shutting their televisions off, and praise God for doing so. I mean, Scripture is pretty clear when it tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 that you are not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, right? Scripture tells us, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Well, that's what the American people are responding to. They're tired of the darkness. Well, it tells us, too, and what concord have Christians with Belial, sons or daughters of Satan? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? You can also bring that over to Amos 3:3. Then he says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you Christians, 86% of you, are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, Americans, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And what did he say? Verse 18, 2 Corinthians 6, and will be a father unto you, and you should be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Friends, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back to these Grammys. I'm going to play some audio and video. Be right.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually. And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
Ford Motor Company unveiling its new Pursuit F-150 police truck. The pickup has special options and can go up to 120 miles an hour. USA Radio News. The FBI is releasing the findings of their investigation regarding a bomb exploding on Christmas Day in Nashville.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive, and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The European Union's health authority says it is firmly convinced that the benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweigh the risks, after a string of nations in the bloc temporarily halted use of the shot over blood clot concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go over to the Grammys really quick, okay? And I want you to watch this, and I want you to hear this, because it's exactly what's taking place, friends. When I bring up 1 Kings 13:33, people need to understand that this does not just apply in politics. If you want to lower the expectation, if you want to teach young people to shoot for the floor, well, then guess what, friends? That's all you have to do is take the baser sort and put them up as some sort of example that they need to follow. That's how you will lower the morale in this country. And it's exactly what they've done in this country since the middle of the 1960s. Okay? And what we're seeing at the Grammys here, now I'm going to interject this, is just what I said scripturally is exactly what's happening. And instead of raising the bar and raising the level of expectation with young people by putting exceptional people up in front of them. And first of all, God-fearing people, because that's what makes them exceptional. Anything that's good in this world, folks, it is the fruit of Jesus Christ, period. Okay? There's no glory within ourselves. If there's any good, it's always found in Him. It's not found in Him or now found in us. In any sense of the word, it's always in Him because that's how He's glorified. And the Bible's clear when He said that no flesh should glory in His presence. You better back off. Don't touch God's gold and don't touch His glory. Okay? And that's just one of these. But what we can see happening is them trying to turn everything upside down on its head. But the fact of the matter is, friends, people don't realize that the masses in this country are turning their televisions off. And I want you to keep in mind before you watch this as well. It was Socrates that rightly said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws. I will control its people." In other words, music is for good, or you can use it for evil as well. And that's exactly, again, what we're seeing in this country. And it's up to us to right the wrongs. What an opportunity we have in righting the wrongs. But I praise God that the American people are beginning to to pay attention and see through this for what it is, because people, they can go ahead and credit themselves, they can give themselves aggrandizements and accolades, but the people aren't that stupid. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Well, what I'm about to play here so that you can hear, and that those on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com or Before It's News can watch, that's exactly what's happening right in front of our eyes. Check this out.
Worst part about the Illuminati globalist mind control propaganda spectacle of the Grammys is that after the horrible year America had endured, it would have been inspiring to witness the real musicians who won plenty of awards perform and speak to the public that supported them.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, Lil Baby gives a performance you do not want to miss.
But at this point, give that is probably too much to ask the narcissistic hacks who have hijacked the soul of American music. The real award show would have gotten massive ratings if Grammy-winning legends Bobby Rush, Tootsin' the Maytals, John Prine, Chick Corea, and many others had been given a moment to receive their awards, some of them posthumously. Instead, American music's night looked more like a funeral in a brothel.
And that B stand for bad. If you wanna see some real, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low, just swing. Wanna catch it up in the sky.
Replete with awkward COVID-19 social distancing.
All congratulating themselves, friends. That's all they're doing.
Performances from talentless, immoral, demonic prostitutes.
That's right.
7 days a week.
No shame.
Wait! Did you see that? Wow! Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. That
this
was
is
amazing.
This is television, wow, friends. Listen to this.
Shoe, you got the giant bed. Oh, and it's so soft.
Listen to what he says.
This is amazing! Wow! Oh, guys, wait. I just realized something. This is a dream. This is a dream that I've had, to be in bed with Cardi B.
National television.
Black Lives Matter propaganda, normalizing the torching of America's small businesses.
When I was growing up, I was taught in American history books that Africa had no history, and neither did I.
American television, friends.
About whom the less said, the better. We've been saved by Europe, and brought to America. And of course, I believed it. I didn't have much choice.
You might be fired with fire right now, but at least we can turn the flames on. You gotta pay attention to the signs. You like to find following the blind.
It's a state of emergency. It's been a hell of a year. Hell for over 400 years. My people, it's time we stand. It's time we demand the freedom that this land promises. President Biden, we demand justice.
And of course, yeah, the now expected Illuminati music industry parade.
Satanic ritual on stage, on national television.
All overseen by the self-proclaimed king and queen of Crowley and magic, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Why has it come to this, you may ask? Because the potential of infinite freedom real American music represents must never be allowed out of its box, which is buried beneath the Grammy stage. Opening that box would spread truth far and wide to a populace that is craving it. John Bound reporting.
Info. Okay, friends. So you got a little taste right there as to exactly what's going on. Friends, again, this is national television. This is national television that this was on. Do you see how low they're bringing the scale of morality? The slippery slope? It's dangerous, friends. It's dangerous in so many different ways. Because what we're doing is we're using these people to demoralize the American young, the American youth. And I know exactly what I'm talking about, being in the music industry, doing high school assemblies, doing colleges. Hey, folks, the youth are the end aim. And isn't it interesting? They've been the end aim with federal government for what? Eight decades in this country. And the parents in this country all the while know what's going on. But here's the good news. Their statistics, friends, are so bad that less than two-thirds of the people that they had, they were cut in half last year. Now they're two-thirds less viewership than there was last year. So in other words, people are turning their televisions off. They're saying enough is enough of what's going on in this country. Is this message that I'm giving to you right now, is it the one that the mainstream media is giving you? Absolutely not. They're all high-fiving each other. They're all praising each other. And furthermore, all of the music outlets, what are they doing? Oh, they're sitting there praising these filthy prostitute-type people that they had up on the television. Keep in mind, friends, what I just played for you was national television in America. Do you understand that they're using these subversive groups like that of Black Lives Matters? And they're trying to sensationalize and embellish their numbers, friends, again, to belittle opposition. I shared some time ago concerning Black Lives Matters, friends. I remember in Minneapolis, the Star and Tribune, they call it the Red Star here. In other words, suggestive of that of a communist star. We are out at the Minnesota State Fair, and we've been out there for literally probably going on 14 years. This will be the 15th year that we've been out there. And the opportunities that we've been given to reach millions of people face to face. But the state-controlled media had the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, believing that Black Lives Matters, it was just out of hand. There was an uprising at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, people, what they didn't know is the national radio show host has a booth right in the Minnesota State Fair, and I seen firsthand as to what was not going on. Does everybody remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said? He said, "You take the pictures and I'll furnish the war." You take the pictures and I'll furnish the war. So you have two propagandists, you have two useful idiots. One will take a picture and then the next will set the narrative to create in the minds of the people that there was all of these Black Lives Matters, these oppressed individuals that were rising up at the Minnesota State Fair. Friends, I want to put this into perspective for you so you again can understand what's going on. When they put up a booth, Black Lives Matters, in the state, the Minnesota State Fair, where literally 3 million people go through it every year, when they put that booth up on one of the busiest days of the 12 days that the Minnesota State Fair goes on that I'm aware of, it's interesting, when me and my son walked across working through the hundreds of thousands of people that were at the Minnesota State Fair that day, as we were walking from point A to point B to get a hot dog and a Coke, it was interesting, friends, that we passed the Black Lives Matters booth. Tons of t-shirts up, a big, huge booth right in the center of all of these people passing by. Guess what the people were doing, friends? Were they there supporting them, these oppressed individuals? Absolutely not. Friends, they were literally ignoring them, and they were literally walking by them. There was one individual that was working at the booth I seen walking on the outside, and I believe that there was one other person standing by looking at the t-shirts. How does the mainstream media make it out to be, friends, that everybody's supporting Black Lives Matters? Friends, it's the same thing as Muslim infiltration going on in this country. Everybody wants to believe that CARE has the approbation and the reaffirmation and the support of the American people. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, these are subversive organizations being put up by the likes of your government, you're paying for it, as well as the likes of a George Soros, who are using these one of 202, speaking of George Soros right now, using one of 202 different organizations, subversive organizations, that are simply being used to browbeat the rest of the American people, 330 million people, into submission. I have a question for you. Is it working? Because I travel all over the country. All this oppression and suppression going on with the black folks. Folks, I'm not seeing it at all. Matter of fact, I talked to my black guitar player about it. He's not seeing it neither. As a matter of fact, on the other side, I would talk to my Mexican singer about it, and he isn't seeing it neither. So who's portraying all this division? The mainstream media and politicians. The very two groups of people that need to be lawfully dealt with by the American people. You deal with corruption in politics, you deal with the mainstream media, it's all over for what you call the globalists. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to get to, friends. Just it shows you kind of a slow uptake from the mainstream media. And I suppose they're now talking about it because it's safe to talk about, because they've seen enough people die from the vaccination. Rather than being bold enough to love the people, first and foremost, love God, then the people, and taking a stand on behalf of the people concerning what's going on when it comes to the adverse side effects of these vaccinations. Tucker Carlson just happens to be one of these guys, and he began to boldly speak out against it, and I praise God that he has. But you'll notice that much of the information that he's going to give to you, you've already heard this 100 times since day one of this pandemic. But why it is a year and some, you know, weeks later, they're starting to pick up the ball, I have no idea, outside of the fact the obvious comes into play. It's because the pressure of the American people are beginning to tell them, we already know, why aren't you sharing this information with us? So without further ado, let's go ahead and play this piece by Tucker Carlson. He said, we're still learning a lot about these vaccinations. Check this out.
South Africa. And the answer is, we don't know. And that's fine, because science is designed to answer questions to which you don't know the answer. The problem is when the people in charge of our public health systems won't admit that they don't know. So all of this should prompt some pretty tough questions for our public health experts in this country. And one of those questions is, how effective is this coronavirus vaccine? How necessary is it to take the vaccine? Don't dismiss those questions from anti-vaxxers. Don't kick people off social media for asking them. Answer the questions, especially now. The administration would like you to take this vaccine. Joe Biden told you last week, if you don't, you can't celebrate the 4th of July. But it turns out there are things we don't know about the effects of this vaccine. And all vaccines, by the way, it's always a trade-off. But in this specific case, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, these are not third world countries.
Did you hear that?
Suspended the distribution of AstraZeneca's vaccine.
That's why they're defying tyranny in those countries.
A month ago, the New York Times reported the FDA and the CDC were looking into reports that Moderna and Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine could be causing blood clots as well. The paper reported that one 56-year-old physician called Gregory Michael developed a severe case of a blood disorder. Platelets in his blood dropped 3 days after taking the vaccine. Now, without those platelets, his blood couldn't clot. He died of a brain hemorrhage after 2 weeks in the hospital.
Wow.
So, should this scare you? We don't know. But the rest of us deserve an answer. Instead, our leaders are acting once...
We don't have leaders in this country, friends.
Settled, and you're not allowed to ask questions. You look at the vaccination rates in certain states, and it's pretty clear that some people are not taking the vaccine on purpose. If you want them to take the vaccine, don't berate them. Don't issue more commands. Calm their fears by rationally explaining the benefits and the risks of taking the vaccine. That's how you deal with adults. But instead of telling you, if you want to see your grandparents ever again, you'll shut up and take the shot.
Yep.
If you and a friend or you and a family member are both vaccinated, you can have dinner together, wearing masks, without distancing. You can visit your grandparents if you have been vaccinated.
Can you believe this, Americans?
So what's that thing?
Can you believe they have the audacity to tell you what you can do?
You can visit.
These are your employees.
Together with a friend or family member. The patronizing never stops.
That's exactly what it is.
It's possible that you can cook a hot dog in your own backyard in July if you're obedient. They tell you this is all about protecting the elderly and flattening the curve. The party of Andrew Cuomo wants to know that actually keeping senior citizens alive is highly important. The question is, in real life, what happens if you are an older person and you don't obey? Well, we have an answer to that. A 65-year-old woman in Galveston, Texas, learned on March 11th what happens when you don't obey. Now, this was one day after the governor of Texas lifted that state's mask mandate and reopened Texas.
I'll play the video for those that are on social media platforms.
It was a free country. Walked into a Bank of America branch. That's when, to keep her safe, Texas police officers violently attacked her.
You're taking away people's human rights.
Oh, let's go
outside.
Let's go outside.
We need more Americans like her.
Cool.
Come on.
It's a 65-year-old woman in a bank that did not wear a mask. And the police officer takes her, throws her on the ground, arrests her.
In America.
This is a major lawsuit for her.
She wanted to withdraw her own money.
This is the day after they said all restrictions were taken out from the state of Texas.
Stop resisting. Stop.
It's incredible. This police officer needs to be charged.
No one's going to get real.
So just
and prosecuted.
Trying to rob the bank. She didn't pass the teller a note saying she had a bomb or a firearm. She just wasn't wearing a mask in a state where there is no mask mandate.
Listen carefully.
Is anyone going to get real here? She asks. She screams. She's thrown to the ground by the police. But they did it to keep her safe. She was under the impression she could go into a Bank of America branch in full compliance with state law without being thrown to the ground. Texas could be in trouble.
Yeah, they should be in trouble in a big way. That's good, Judah. Appreciate that. I'm really happy to see that the conservatives of the day are finally catching up to the facts. But we all knew that this was coming. We all knew that if the American people remain ignorant to the law, that there was no law when it came to masks, that they were going to allow government to go ahead and usurp their authority again, assume authority that's never been given to them again. And it's exactly what happened in Texas. Now, the message needs to be sent to the corrupt throughout the country and the ignorant that are acting just because they're told so and to do so. They need to be charged and prosecuted for their crimes because, as well as Tucker just said, there is no law. How many times have I brought that up, friends? How many times have I shared with you that these face coverings, these masks, they don't work? How many times have I made reference, friends, to the manufacturers who already told us that the masks do not prevent coronavirus 19 or prevent disease? How many times have I shared that? Yet there's enough of you fools out there to go along with it, to continuously encourage these people to keep acting in a more unlawful manner for another day. And you can rest assured, as long as you keep pretending along with them, friends, they are going to continuously act in a tyrannical manner, just the way that they have since the offset of this whole pandemic. And for those of us that have to stand against them, well, if we have to go to court and we have to prosecute, well, I guess we're going to have to do that too. But I'll tell you what, for all of you educated know-it-alls, especially in the conservative movement, who are yesterday's liberals, it would be great for you to take the time to understand again, there is no law that tells you that you have to wear a mask. And if you're going to the airport and you want to reference what the CDC says, just keep in mind the CDC has zero authority in calling themselves a federal branch or a legislative branch of this government in any sense of the word, because they are not. Just like the TSA, who violates the Fourth Amendment in the airports when they violate you and strip you of your God-given rights every step of the way through the airport to get on the airplane. Keep in mind they've been prosecuted for crime after crime, from drug trafficking to pedophilia, and the list goes on. But because the American people gave a pass to the TSA, now they have the CDC to worry about. It's a pretended authority. There is no law to enforce, friends. There is no law to enforce, except we said so. And that's what the American people are submitting themselves to. And that's why they're being brought back into Egypt, as Scripture tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, as a part of the curse. Now, I want to say this because it's important that I always do my best to kind of shine forth in a dark world. It's easy to do that as a Christian, and it's easy to really live out who you really are. I don't have to try to be anybody. I am who I am. I know that by the grace of God that we're going to get through this one way or another, but it's not going to happen without consequence. And the consequences we're beginning to see begin to rain upon us heavier and heavier when it comes to that of God's judgments upon this nation. And it's interesting because I want to bring this over to something, because I've had people say to me, Bradley, it's like you're so black and white. Your message is condemning. And I want to say this for anybody that understands the law of God. The law of God is nothing more than a mirror to drive you to the foot of the cross. The law of God is nothing more than a stick in the mud to stir up the mud to show you what's in your wicked heart before God. Okay? Again, the law does nothing but condemn. If you're a believer, the gospel, if you believe it, it justifies. Okay, let me give you an example really quick, because it's important that I do. When you go over to that of John 3, we all hear, well, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Exactly. But what does it say right after that? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on Christ, on him, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And what is the condemnation, I ask? Well, go to 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Also read Romans 8 when you get a moment. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.